Well, we're back on the air, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank Chris Gerald for all his great work. All people who have been watching our YouTube videos, you can thank Chris. He's the silent name, silent face behind all of those videos on YouTube that over 90,000 people have connected to. Our next guest, since we like to talk to entrepreneurs, is Bill Barroza of the Israel Lacrosse Men's Team. Wow, Israel Lacrosse Men's Team. And I see you brought sweatshirts, brochures, you have decks, you said. So tell us about Israel Lacrosse.
I brought sweatshirts for you because you're doing me a favor to promote our great sport and game. But 2011, I got a phone call from Scott Niece, a young Jewish boy from New York, Oceanside, New York. And he called me on the phone and said, would you like to be the coach, or I want you to be the coach of the Israeli men's national team? And I said, who plays lacrosse in Israel? So fast forward, he convinced me, and I took a train from Boston down to New York, spent 4 hours drinking coffee, and he convinced me to get on board with him. And what that meant was we were going to start lacrosse at the grassroots level in Israel.
Which means
flying 11 hours to go to a country to participate. It means getting
sticks. And that was your first time in the country?
Oh, no. I'd been there before. Been there when I was in high school. I went on a trip after my sophomore year in high school. So that was the third time, because I'd been there for my nephew's bar mitzvah. But that was the third time, and now I've been there probably a total of 20 times. I go twice a year. And Scott said Scott had been on a birthright trip, and if you're familiar with birthright,
yes, I am.
Okay, it's a funded trip that actually paid for from food to housing to plane flight, etc., for any Jewish person that qualifies from around the world, not just the USA, around the world. They take them there and spend about 10 days and show them the country and tour around with young men and women. And so Scott had just come back from a trip. And if you're between the ages of 19 and 26, you can get this free trip. Scott came back, and when he called me and asked me to be the coach, he Google searched and found that I was involved with lacrosse, I'm Jewish, etc. So it all came together. And I said, I'll do it. You got me. But it's been going on for about 7 years now, and we have over 1,000 kids playing in Israel, all ages, boys and girls, men and women, and the number's growing on a daily basis. We have probably 15 to 20 full time staff over there that are part of our organization, that are paid for, and they make minimal wages, but they're there. They're there because they love lacrosse. They love the Jewish aspect, and they're trying to help us with this vision of growing lacrosse in Israel.
Wonderful. Men and women, girls and boys.
Yeah, we started about the age of 7, 8, and our men's national team, which I coach, is the elite team, and probably the average age is about 28. But that's to compete on the world stage with USA, Canada, Iroquois, Australia, that have men playing on their teams. These are guys that play professional lacrosse. And, you know, so this isn't the teenage league, although we have teenagers that do play.
So you have developmental programs, and then you all the way up to professional, like most hockey and baseball have the same kind of system, I guess.
Yeah, that's the best way to say it, developmental, yes.
Right, developmental program. How does Israel compare today after just less than 10 years on an international level for lacrosse?
So our players, because Israel's a unique place to me and to our team and to society in general.
Even to Israelis, it's
Israelis.
Unique.
And, yeah, what's nice about it is we play within the rules, but we have Americans that have moved to Israel and gotten passports, and because they live there. We've had just in the last 4 years, we've had three individuals that actually moved there, made it their home, joined the IDF, which is the Israeli Defense Force. So they joined the service and put in a couple of years of service each to be there in Israel. So Jake Silberlich was a paratrooper. He still lives there. Matt Cherry was in the IDF. Noah Miller was in the IDF. And these are guys that grew up in the States, moved to Israel, made Aliyah, which means they became a citizen of Israel, and then they served in the IDF. So
they have to, by law, serve in the IDF, correct?
Well, the rules have changed, and they didn't have to. They could have left the country and said, I'm done, and probably never returned, or otherwise they might have to do service. But because of the age they were at, they were in consideration, but there are other people that didn't serve, and the rules have laxed and changed. So, I mean, they made them personal commitments. So when people say, well, you know, you've got a lot of Americans playing, and the answer is no. We've got a lot of Israelis. They converted. And whether you move to the States from Canada, you know, you could be a dual citizen or wherever you're from.
So you're also doing recruiting, not just coaching, I assume.
We do a lot of recruiting all the time, and what we do is we try to get young men and women that are either in a gap year of school, maybe right out of high school, or they're just graduated college and they want to get involved in our program before they start their real world experience of going into a professional career for the rest of their lives.
So do you ever go to colleges, let's say in the United States and Canada, and recruit, Jewish lacrosse players?
I don't have a budget to afford to go there personally, but we do that on a constant basis.
So you're contacting them?
Yes.
Outreach?
Yes.
So what are some of the, to date, what do you feel most fulfilled about doing all this? Where's your greatest accomplishments?
Ironically, it's coming up July of 2018 that we were awarded the bid. We bid on and we were awarded the hosting of the World Championships of Lacrosse in Israel. And we're doing it in Netanya, which is 45 minutes north of Tel Aviv, this summer, July, from the 12th through the 21st of the month. And what's interesting is we outbid other countries and were awarded the bid. And the only place that the World Championships were held in the past 25, 30 years, I don't even know how long they've been going on, since I think 68, have been USA, Canada, Australia, or England. And so to have this in Israel is an incredible accomplishment for all of us. And when our executive director, Scott Neese, said, Bill, we're going to we went to the board, which is consistent of a gentleman, Mark Greenberg, who was a four-time All-American at Johns Hopkins, Hall of Fame, a defenseman. He used to be involved with Israeli Bonds. Howie Borkin, who's an attorney, and he's been involved with lacrosse forever and ever and ever, went to Cornell. He's out of New York City. He's our general manager. Scott came to us and said, hey, guys, I want to bid on these world championships. What do you think? We said, go for it. What are our odds of winning? And when we won, it was like, okay, what are we going to do now? And we now have the...
And you have the facilities to host this?
We're doing it in conjunction with the city of Netanya. We've got the mayor's support there.
It's good for Netanya. I know the city.
Oh, yeah. It's off the beach. It's beautiful up north.
Docks. I like Docks. Good restaurant.
Yeah. We've got the support of Wingate Institute, which is Israel's Olympic training center.
Wow. So you really do have infrastructure support. So what are the big challenges you're facing over the next year and a half?
I think with any startup or 501c3 in particular, because we're a nonprofit, is fundraising. And it's really, that's it. You had asked me before we started about sponsors. And I said, we don't have corporate sponsors because we're the Israeli National or Israeli Lacrosse Association. But for hosting the World Championships, we are trying to get sponsors. And the difference between that and our day-to-day operations of growing the sport in Israel is, in order to put on the best World Championships in the world, we need money. And so right now our funding has been, I'd say, 99% individual sponsors that we go out and find from California to Canada to New York to Baltimore to Boston. With the support of Dan Kraft, who associated with the Patriots, Dan played lacrosse at Tufts University. He was a goalie. He'll tell you that he wasn't the best goalie. And if you're listening, Dan, sorry, but the reality is...
Chris is the worst goalie, believe me. We play street hockey.
Okay, thank you. But you know, we hosted an event at Davio's in Boston about a week and a half ago.
Good chicken lovers.
Oh, unbelievable. We could talk about that after, about Eric Schwartz's conversation about his chicken livers. But we had an event there as a fundraiser, but we're trying to do events like that around the country, in New York and in Baltimore and everywhere, to hit the, you know, Jewish community. And it's so our biggest challenge is to
fundraise. Can individuals go onto your website and just make donations to support it?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. And we have Israel Across. If you Google it, you'll go to our main website and you'll see a button that says donation, but you'll also see all the programs we have going on. And right. So when we say fund us, we want to fund the development of the youth programs in Israel. That means paying our coaches that live there, that have moved there, that know the sport. And we give them a place to live. We give them cars. We put gas in the cars, et cetera. And we pay them a minimal stipend to be involved in our program. So keeping those boys and girls, young men and women involved, you know, it costs money. Every single day we have a budget every single month. And, you know, it's challenging to make payroll. But then with the addition of these World Games, we're not asking them to be involved in setting up the World Games. We're hiring an event management company. We're trying to get sponsors. We're working with TV and radio stations to, you know, come in and to bid on doing these World Championships. And when they were held in the U.S. in 2014 in Denver, they were on ESPN. So would we like ESPN? Absolutely. You know, we're not there yet. But CBS or Fox or whomever, the point being is, you know, we want to be recognized and seen around the world on these stations. And so everything takes money.
Very exciting, Bill. And you're welcome to come back again through the year up until the games to promote it and get, you know, and we'll use your videos and you can have your videos as well. If somebody wants to find you for corporate support, for individual donations, or just to be involved at any level, how would they do that?
Is it okay to give out my name and number?
Absolutely. That's what I'm asking for.
So it's Bill Berroza.
Slap you.
Berroza. And my cell phone is 781-962-8819. Any corporate sponsor can call me. If they go to our website, they can see my name and our executive board and the people that are running these world championships. Our goal right now is to raise money to put on the best world championships in the world. And I'll tell you why.
No, that's good. No, because it's important.
Okay.
Right. I just want you to know, did you ever see the movie The Waterboy?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Radio Entrepreneurs is prepared to fund Chris Gerald to go and be your water boy for the lacrosse team. And it might end up being as effective as Adam Sandler.
Okay. Thank you.
he's quite the athlete. So thanks for being on. We're going to do it again. And again, we're talking with Bill Berroza of the Israeli lacrosse men's team. I know that Radio Entrepreneurs is quite interested in this, and we're going to have Bill back again. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.